Hi, I'm Margaret, and this is Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First Year Teacher. I just started my first year of teaching, and this podcast is going to be about the ups, the downs, and the crazy that happens as I progress through this year. This podcast is for new teachers, veteran teachers, teachers-to-be, and anyone else interested in this journey that is the next year of my life. With episodes 1 through 4 posted now, everyone should be roughly caught up to where I am in the school year. It's Monday, October 24th as I start writing this, and I'll probably post it around November 2nd. That's a week and a half from now. We were talking about grading in the last episode. You will be happy to know that I finished grading all of the essays that I didn't want to grade, and most of the backlog. I have 2 quizzes each, for 3 kids left to grade, so 6 total pieces of paper. Then I can finalize my grades in the computer system and officially be done with quarter 1. I should be grading them now instead of writing this, particularly as I don't have much to say yet. The last episode got us through last Thursday. I didn't have kids on Friday. Nothing has happened yet. I do have a new student showing up in my psychology class Monday. We haven't exactly been going in the order of the textbook, so I'm vaguely worried she's going to have already covered what we're covering now, and she'll be bored. There's nothing I can do about that, though. I can't change our whole trajectory just for one person. We're doing sensation and perception in psychology this week, and I'm having a hard time coming up with a project for them to do. The internet isn't being overly helpful. Lots of optical illusions. Not much in the way of things they can do for a grade. I wanted to get away from quizzing them every week, but it looks like I'm going to have to quiz them on this chapter because I can't think of any other way to assess their learning. This is also the week of our first sociology quiz. It's short, only 10 questions, mainly because I was writing it at 1 a.m. and got tired of writing questions. That's been a problem lately. I haven't been wanting to plan my lessons recently. I end up going to bed early, just to escape having to do them, but that leads to me getting up insanely early, because I have to do something in class the next day. I've been waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning to prep things, because my body needs 5 hours of sleep before it will let me focus on lesson plans and PowerPoints. I'll fall back into bed around 5, sleep for another hour and a half, and then wake up groggy and exhausted at 6:30. It's ridiculous, and it's definitely not ideal. Speaking of lesson prep, we're however many weeks in, and I still don't know how to write a lesson plan. Not really. I just look at the next chapter in the book, break it down into sections, and teach the sections basically in order, without any sort of plan beyond that. This is starting to worry me, because I have to be observed at some point soon, and the assistant principal is going to need to see my lesson plans before they do the observation. That's going to be hard when I don't have a lesson plan to give them. I keep meaning to take the time to look up some templates online, but the one template I've seen is just so complicated that I don't know that I could successfully fill it out at this point. A week's worth of planning is still really hard. On good weeks, I know what I'm doing the whole week, but I haven't had many good weeks. Mainly, I'm still taking it a day at a time. I'm really, really hoping my certification course teaches me how to do these things. I've got my first weekend of that in November. They scheduled it the weekend before our fall/Thanksgiving break, so no worries about losing a whole weekend's worth of planning. Not so stoked about having to be up at 8 a.m. on a weekend, though. Not so stoked to have to be up at 8 a.m. on a weekend, though. For someone who didn't have much to say, I've sure said a lot. I'm going to pause here and come back to this once some of the week has passed. Maybe my kids will have done something funny for me to talk about, instead of talking about my feelings of impending doom over my observation. So yeah, a thing happened, but it isn't particularly funny. One of my kids' parents emailed me to tell me she's been going through some serious mental health challenges, and she wanted to know if I would be patient about her getting her missing assignments in. As someone who has had her own mental health struggles, I can't help but be sympathetic. I was formally diagnosed as bipolar when I was in law school, though it was something I'd been dealing with since probably the end of college, which was 6 years earlier and almost 20 years ago. I ended up having to withdraw for a semester of law school because I got so depressed I couldn't function. This was after a semester where I was the most productive student I've ever been. Just a complete 180 almost overnight. I don't know, but I suspect that it's much harder to withdraw from high school for a semester. High schoolers aren't really afforded the opportunity to do nothing for 4 months like I was. At this point, I know how to manage things, which generally just involves taking my meds every night, so no need to worry about me at the moment. For the most part, the student is doing really well in my class. A's and B's on everything except for the one quiz that everyone did terribly on. Except for the three things she hasn't completed while she's been absent. So I offered to excuse her from the assignments. I sent an email back to her mom and said that if it would make things easier in terms of her mental health, then she didn't need to worry about those three not-so-important in the grand scheme of things grades. Her mom wrote me back and said that would be incredibly helpful, so that's what I did. I have no idea if that's what I should have done. I worry sometimes that I'm not being fair to my other students when I do things like that. At the same time, this isn't a problem that most of my other students have to deal with. I just wonder sometimes if I'm too soft, if I'm not strict enough. I don't know. But sometimes, the thing these kids have to deal with, it hurts my heart. And I don't know what else to do. Which is going to impact her future more? That she didn't create a menu for a restaurant for zombies? Or that she knows people are sympathetic and willing to help if you ask for help? Yeah, in that situation, who cares about the zombies? Exciting thing number two, which was also not very exciting. I got sick. Did I have emergency lesson plans the way I was supposed to? Of course I didn't! Why would I have made those? Ironically, at least for Alanis Morissette definitions of irony, my mentor and I had talked about how I needed to make emergency lesson plans just the afternoon before. So really, I should have predicted that I would end up with some type of 24-hour stomach bug the very next morning. I managed to make it into school that morning because, one, I didn't have a plan for this, and two, surely I would feel better by the time I got there. Well, I got there and managed to make it down to the faculty meeting. I got as far as finding a seat before my mentor saw me and told me I was going home. I really wanted to go home, so I didn't particularly fight her on that. I spent a large portion of that day either asleep or watching Little Shop of Horrors and past episodes of Austin City Limits and the Frankie Drake Mysteries. Listen, The Price is Right just doesn't do it for me anymore, and it's been so long since I've seen an episode of Y&R that I have no idea what's going on there. Yet, somehow, I still recognize all of the characters. So, streaming PBS it was. I did come up with something for my kids to do, in case you were worried about that. Did they actually do it? Not so much. More of them did this than did their extra credit assignment the other day, but still less than half of them. I don't know what to do about that. I'll give the kids who didn't do it zeros, of course, but as far as ensuring future compliance with these types of assignments, yeah, I've got nothing. One final thing, which I'm sure I'll talk about more later. Apparently, I'm going to an SEL training on Election Day. You know, that day I was supposed to have off. I don't mind that much. Given the option, I would choose to go to this training because God knows I need all of the training I can get. But the timing is not ideal. You see, I have a doctor's appointment scheduled for the morning of the 8th. It was scheduled a year and a half ago. When I looked at the school calendar at the beginning of the year, I was relieved that I wouldn't have to reschedule it or worry about it in any way. Well, apparently now I have to worry about it, because I'm going to have to reschedule it. It is, of course, on completely the other end of town, so I don't even know if leaving school during my last period planning will give me enough time to get there for a late appointment. This is just not ideal. And since it's a 2-day training, they're getting a sub for me for day one, which means I have to come up with something for the sub to do with the kids on those days, which is so much harder than coming up with something to do when I'm there to do it with them. Like, our favorite, the classes are too short to learn anything activity, is to play werewolf, which is just like Mafia, but with a supernatural theme. I can't leave a deck of cards for a sub and say, yeah, run this game that you've maybe never played before. The kids know how to play. It'll be fine. I am, instead, going to have to come up with a real activity. Maybe I can time it where both of my classes are working on projects at that point, and they can use class time to work on those projects. There's gotta be a way to make that work out. Anyway, that's where I am this week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be posting these every week or every 2 weeks now that we've caught up to the present moment. I think for now we'll try every week, and if that gets too unwieldy, I'll drop it back to every 2 weeks. So, tune in next week to find out how I'm coping with the beginning of November. Thanks for listening to Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First-Year Teacher. I'm on Twitter at pedagogy_what, no question mark. If you like what you're hearing, tell your friends. Bye!